Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Jacquez? Jacquez, J-A-C-Q-U-E-Z. 1-17-24-8-12-85. I'm here for my medication refill. Number one, right leg pain. Number two, undergoing workup for precancerous lesion of her cervix. Number three, history of ETOH abuse. Has been sober for 2 years. Next number is number four, leg pain, arm pain. Next number is history of carotid stenosis. Next number is family history of stroke, hypertension, concern about her carotid. Next number, still smokes half a pack a day. Next number, would like to lose weight with fatty liver. She was told she needs to lose weight. Her husband lost almost 70 pounds on Manjora. Period. New paragraph, this is a 38-year-old woman, married, has five children. No, married for 5 years, has two children. She's a financial assistant, works for a CPA. She did a LEAP procedure recently because of cervical cancer. They're trying to decide if she needs to have hysterectomy, period. Last period, 1-2-24. Allergy none, COVID immunization up to date. Mom has lung cancer living. Dad has hypertension. There's strong family history stroke present. Patient recently had a CT scan done of her abdomen and pelvis, which showed fatty liver with no evidence of cancer. Surgery, LEAP procedure, L-E-E-P procedure, 1-3-2024. Hernia surgery, tubal ligation, medical problems, hypertension. Review of systems, she's gained weight. She has fatty liver. She has a history of alcohol abuse but has been sober for 2 years. She has increased liver function tests, also increased cholesterol and triglycerides. Needs medication, refilled, leg pain, arm pain, has had some dizziness. Also has...
Hey, can you do a hepatitis profile to her regimen? Thank you.
Also concerned about history of back pain, leg pain, right leg pain, especially taking Mobic on a PRN basis.
It's got to write it. It's called a... Yeah, that's it.
Period. On exam, 194 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 18, 61, 113 over 76, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows the right shoulder on the coast of tension, logical non-focal. Hypertension controlled, last blood work showed low potassium, KCL 10 milliequivalents once a day. Status post sleep procedure, CT, recent CT negative. Patient is 5'5", weighs 194 pounds, has a BMI of 33, will try Manjora for her as well at 2.5 milligrams sub-Q on a weekly basis. Next one must quit smoking. She still smokes half a pack a day. Next one is history of ETOH abuse. Next one was sober for 2 years. Next number, leg pain, no evidence of DVT noted, appears to be neurological radiculopathy, most likely. Next number, we'll see how she does with the meloxicam. If it doesn't improve, we'll look into a CT scan. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. She said no, right? Yes. I said, do you have a gallbladder? She said no. Yeah. Status post cholecystectomy. Next number is lose weight. Next number is high BMI. Next number is carotid ultrasound was done because of family history of stroke. There's no evidence of significant blockage present. Next number, she does have a thyroid cyst, 0.34 centimeter right side. Check in 3 months. Next number, her uterus looks normal. Next number, ovaries not seen. Next number, leg shows no DVT or PVD. Next number is arm pain and the leg pain, most likely musculoskeletal or maybe related to low potassium. Next number is recheck blood work. Next number, findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.